Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Man Walks Into a Room by Nicole Krauss, narrated by Richard Poe with Celeste Chula, and directed by Megan Barrickman. This book begins with a quote from Self-Reliance by Emerson. You shall not discern the footprints of any other. You shall not see the face of man. You shall not hear any name. And now, Man Walks Into a Room.
Prologue, June 1957. Girls, 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 reads the sign on a chain-link fence, and we whistle and cheer as the bus slams past, churning up a cloud of dust in the basin. An angry black fly buzzes against the window, and someone tries to singe it with a cigarette. The stubble of sagebrush is endless, and Kohler says you wouldn't be more than a day dead before the coyotes would clean you. Right before we left Pendleton, Kohler got a tattoo of a girl who wriggles when he flexes, and he rolls up his sleeves for the sixth or seventh time today. When we pass a road sign saying 100 miles to Vegas, we whoop again, leaning out and drumming the bus's flanks until the ribbon of asphalt twists off into the distance. Someone says he heard that the first shot they exploded over Bikini had a picture of Rita Hayworth taped to it, and that gets a few snickers. Kohler's been to Vegas, and he talks about how we're going to check into the Desert Inn on our night off, play the nickel slot machines, see Shirley Jones. At 15:13, we slide into Desert Rock.